morning, everyone, and thank you, Gunderson. It's really a pleasure to be here to give a talk about, I mean, this work. I think I have spent about 10 years to go here. So I will briefly mention that why do we need simulation tools for breeding, and then introduce you several simulation tools that are available. And finally, I will talk about the two applications to use these fields to see what we can have from using these tools. So first, what can simulation do for breeding? I mean, if you talk with the breeders, you will very difficult to find, I mean, different breeders use the same method. Sometimes it's very hard to tell which method can give us a better genetic gain. So all these other breeding methods that are commonly used for breeding self-pollinated crops. So these are the breeding methods used in Summit. Before 1980, we used conventional pedigree breeding, and then we shifted to the modified pedigree, and recent 20 years, we are using the select bulk. We know if we use the traditional pedigree breeding, the number of family expanded very rapidly, so you need to grow a lot of material in the field. So the bulk method can control the number of family very easily. But whether the bulk will give us the similar genetic gain as the pedigree or give us a different genetic gain, so that's the breeders would like to know. So this is a breeding flowchart in Summit, where, as most people probably know, in Summit we have a so-called shuttle breeding. We have two locations for wheat breeding, one in Toluca, another one in the northern Mexico called the city of Obregon. We say we make F1 in Toluca, we grow F1 in Obregon, and then grow F2 in Toluca again. So each year the breeders make thousands of courses, and they spend a lot of time to make the decision which parents should be crossed. But even that, about 20 F1, they are either discarded or need to make back calls or top calls because of the low performance in the field. And after the two generations of yield trial, only 20% of calls returned. If you ask breeders how many calls will result in the final cultivars, actually this is percentage is very low. So how can we improve the breeding efficiency by using a lot of known gene information from the genetic study? So that's a challenge. But with the simulation tool, there is a way can help the breeders how to combine all the known gene information and how to optimize their breeding strategy. So this is what the simulation tools can do. We can compare the genetic gain from different selection methods. We can investigate how to use the molecular markers in the conventional breeding program and etc. So we have developed three simulation tools. The first one is QLearn, which can be used to simulate the breeding program for developing inbreed lines, say in wheat or soybean. We have the Q-Hybrid that can simulate a hybrid breeding program. And recently, we developed a Q-Mass, actually simulated to the marker-assisted recurrent selection in biparent populations. All three simulation tools actually are based on the QGene platform. I think some of you may know this platform was developed by Mark Cooper, who is now working for Pioneer. They are all freely available from a web page in the University of Queensland. This is just a diagram to show how we simulate the hybrid breeding program. Actually, this is a diagram to show how we make the test courses and how we do the selection based on test courses performance, and then allow us to simulate the hybrid breeding procedure. So, these are the genetic models you can consider in the simulation tool. We can You can define multiple allele, or you can define linkage, additive dominance, epistate effect. You can also define pleiotropic effect, G by E molecule markers. I think most of the genetic models can be defined in our simulation tool. And these are the breeding methods that you can simulate. You can simulate conventional pedigree breeding, bulk selection, or a lot of modifications. Some generation you use pedigree, and other generation you use bulk. So we can simulate more realistic breeding method, and at the end tell us the genetic gain. So make us compare the genetic gain from different selection method. So next, I'll briefly mention that this is one application we use the QLAN to compare two breeding method that had been used in simulated wheat breeding program. One is called modified pedigree, another one is called select bulk. So the major difference of the two methods actually is in F2. For the modified pedigree, each selected individual will become a new family in F3 generation. But for the select bulk, all individual in one F2 will be harvested in bulk and result in one F3 family. So that's a major difference. So the before we do the simulation, the breeders already know modified select bulk is more cost efficient, but they are not actually know whether select bulk will have the same genetic gain from the modified pedigree. That's the breeder wanted to know. We built the genetic model to simulate. We need to know the gene information. So we talk with the breeders. So these are the traits that the breeders used in selection. I mean, some traits they select in F2, some traits in select F3, etc. We also need the gene information. How many genes to contribute to these traits, and the genetic model for these traits, and the heritability. I mean, the breeders know many breeding traits. They are correlated. So above the diagonal are the estimate the breeders gave. So some traits are positively correlated, some traits are negatively correlated. So below the diagonal is the estimate from the genetic model we built for those traits. I mean, they are not exactly the same, but some are very similar. Okay, we put this information for the yield gene. Actually, the breeders, we know there must be more genes than some disease resistance, but actually not sure how many. So we just we have two levels. We have we try 20, we try 40, and for the yield gene, we consider the pure additive model and also epistasis model. And at the beginning, we simulate 200 parents, and we make 1,000 courses. And after the 10 generation of selection, we select 250 advanced lengths, and within the 250 lengths, we calculate genetic gain for most breeding strategy. So we put those information in the simulation tool, and we run the breeding program on the computer. Then we got the result. Actually, this is the beginning of the population. We assume the gene frequency is 0.5. So we can see that actually the selected bulk can give us a little bit more genetic gain in yield, so which means select bulk is more efficient. So these are the genetic gain for other traits, and we also in the simulation know how many courses are retained as you go along the selection. Actually, select the bulk retain the more courses, which means you will have more genetic diversity for the next breeding cycle. So these are the cost-efficient analysis, as I mentioned before. Select bulk is more efficient. just briefly go another application by using the Q hybrid. In hybrid breeding, when we have to do the test course, sometimes the breeders may have a two-stage test course, sometimes they just have a one-stage course. These are the two flowchart of the two breeding strategy. It's a one-stage, two-stage. We put this information in the computer, and we built the genetic model. We consider different number of genes, some alleles, the genetic effect based of the sequence genotype, and we simulate different population by giving a different gene frequency. And then we can see, oh, if we have 10 unlinked genes, this is the genetic gain for the land per se performance, genetic gain for the test cause performance. At the first cycle, of course, the two-stage test cause give you a fast genetic gain, but it seems at the end we come to the same point. But if we have more genes, you can see the advantage from the two stage test course can last for a longer time. So that's very briefly tell you how the simulation can help the breeder to find out the genetic gain from different strategy so they can use the most efficient one. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank the GRDC Australia and the Generation Challenge Program, Harvard Plus Challenge Program, and some national funding from the Chinese government. With that, I will stop. Thank you for your attention.
We have time for a few questions for Devon.
His question is, do we only consider the independent markers, or can we simulate the linked genes? That's your question. Actually, in the simulation, doesn't matter. You can put the linkage. I mean, actually, we have a study for wheat to try to compare 10 major genes. I mean, some genes, they are independent. Some genes, they are closely linked. So it doesn't matter. If you know those genes are linked, you just build a genetic model and including that linkage information. So we just the simulator based on the genetic model you have. So actually, you can include the linkage in the genetic model, no problem.
Was the result different?
We in simulation, we consider two levels of question. One is more strategic, say to compare two breeding methods. Sometimes it doesn't matter whether you have linkage or not. For some very tactical questions, say you want to know whether I can achieve my breeding target from causing those two parents. In that case, I mean, you need to have a more realistic genetic model. I mean, the result may be different if you include the linkage. So actually, there are two levels of question. One level, more strategic one, probably is less sensitive to the linkage. But for the tactical question, maybe sensitive.
This question at the back.
Yeah. You mentioned that the selected bug is having 3.5% gain
for
this pedigree, modified pedigree. No?
Yeah.
But my question is that how much it is now that user friendly or cost effective compared to get that 3.5% genetic gain? Which one is more easier to handle?
Actually, the select bulk is easier to handle. Probably I went too fast for the last graph with PPT with the graph. Actually, it shows the select bulk. They will be a less number of families, which means you don't need to prepare too many seed bags for planting. And also the select bulk has less number of individuals in that method, which means that method will require less land. So actually select bulk is more easier to implement. So it's cost efficient.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do cement breeders use this now? And second question is, can it be used for other crops?
Yeah.
Can you repeat the question?
Okay, another question is the cement breeders using this? Another question is, can this tool be used to other crop? Actually, this is not a daily tool. Sometimes you may all want to make sure the breeding method I'm using is the best one. You just try this tool, and then you can find out how good your breeding method is. Actually, after this work, I think most cemented wheat breeders are using the select bulk because they are more confident. There's no problem to extend these tools to other crops. Actually, we are the last example is for maize. So it can be used at any crop. So you just build the genetic model for your crop, and then it's ready for that crop.